From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least one person was killed in a grenade attack on Saturday at a rally by new Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The attack was launched moments after the 41-year-old Abiy, a former soldier who took office in April, finished his speech to tens of thousands of people gathered in the central of the capital, Addis Ababa. Addressing the nation on television shortly after the blast and still wearing a green T-shirt he was handed at the rally, Abiy said the attack was an attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. He said anti-peace forces who attempted today to obscure our joy, love, and eradicate our unity, you have not succeeded. Ethiopia has stretched her hands for peace, forgiveness, and unity, and won't fold up. The Federal Police Commission said in a statement that six suspects are currently under investigation for involvement in the attack. Health Minister Amir Aman said on Twitter that as of 6 p.m. local time, one person had been killed and 156 wounded, with nine of them in critical condition. Meanwhile, there was an attack against Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. The president said on Saturday an explosion at a stadium where he was addressing a political rally was, quote, a cowardly act that would not prevent the country from holding free and peaceful elections next month. He later said in a television interview that the blast had happened a few inches away from him as he left the stage. In a Facebook page, he said the campaign has been conducted in a free and peaceful environment. This is VOA News. Turkey is holding snap presidential and parliamentary elections Sunday, more than 1 year earlier than scheduled. Six candidates are running for the presidency, and the election is expected to either solidify President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's grip on the nation or restrain his political ambitions. Erdogan's main rival is Muharrem İnce, a 54-year-old former physics teacher and school principal who is backed by Turkey's main opposition, the pro-secular Republican People's Party. The elections will usher in a new system of governance, giving the president expanded powers that was narrowly approved in a referendum last year. The post of prime minister will be abolished, concentrating even more power in the hands of the president. The U.S. military says it has moved 100 wooden coffins to the inter-Korean border to prepare for North Korea's returning of the remains of American soldiers who have been missing since the Korean War. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed to return U.S. war remains during his summit earlier this month with President Trump. Now U.S. Forces Korea says 100 wooden temporary transit cases have been sent to the joint security area at the border between the two Koreas as part of preparations to receive remains, quote, when we get the call to do so. Joint U.S.-North Korea military search teams collected 229 sets of American remains from 1996 to 2005, but efforts to recover other remains stalled over North Korea's nuclear weapons development, and U.S. claims that the safety of its recovery teams was not sufficiently guaranteed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The extremist Pakistani Taliban has formally confirmed the death of its chief in last week's American drone strike in eastern Afghanistan and announced the appointment of his successor. Mullah Fazlullah and four key commanders of the Pakistani Taliban were traveling in a vehicle in the Afghan border province of Kunar when missiles fired from an unmanned aircraft hit them just before midnight on June 13th. In a statement issued Saturday, the militant Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan said that its new leadership council has named Mufti Noor Wali Masood as the group's new chief and Mufti Mazahim as his deputy. Islamabad maintains that TTP leaders have taken refuge in ungoverned spaces in the border areas of Afghanistan and are orchestrating terrorist attacks against Pakistan from those sanctuaries. Pakistan blames the Pakistani Taliban for killing tens of thousands of people. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.